In the eyes of Washington, the war in Afghanistan is closely linked to the border areas of Pakistan. That's where the Taliban and al-Qaeda have safe havens. The Pakistani government's alarmed by those safe havens and the growing violence in its northwest frontier provinces by homegrown militants. It's mounted a series of military offensives, the biggest in the Swat Valley. Some 3 million people have been displaced by the fighting. Imran Khan says the government's wrong. Khan is Pakistan's most famous athlete. He captained the national cricket team to Pakistan's only world championship. Now Imran Khan's a politician, leading his own small party. I asked him how responsible the war in Afghanistan is for Pakistan's instability.
There was no instability in Pakistan until the U.S. forces landed in Afghanistan. We didn't have any militant Taliban. We had a few extremists in Pakistan, extremist groups, but that were well under control of our security forces. Graham Fuller, who was the former CIA station chief of Kabul, he wrote an article in the International Herald Tribune saying exactly the same thing, that as long as the NATO troops stay in Afghanistan, Pakistan is descending into chaos, extremism is going to keep increasing, and the only way Pakistan's security forces can now bring these things under control is if the NATO troops have an exit strategy from Afghanistan.
You've been critical of the civilian government's military solution for the insurgencies along Pakistan's western frontier. I mean, the Taliban and al-Qaeda are basically out to dismember the country, aren't they?
Well, al-Qaeda is almost insignificant now. The main problem now are the Taliban. But the Taliban, there are about 8 big groups and 20 smaller ones. So when we talk about Taliban, it's not some one group which the government is fighting, which Pakistan is dealing with. And bear in mind, before we sent our troops into the tribal areas of Pakistan, under the pressure of Bush administration, there were no militant Taliban in Pakistan. As late as 2005, we had no Taliban. So what we have seen is that military action created the Pakistani Taliban. And the more bombing we've done, the more military action we've used, the bigger the problem has become, the more Taliban we've created.
So what is your advice to the civilian government for dealing with the Taliban?
Well, my advice would be they should have a look at RAND Corporation, which has come up with a survey of the last 40 years of all insurgencies, and only 7% have been resolved through military means. The rest, almost half by political dialogue, and the other through police and intelligence, which is classical counterinsurgency measures of dealing with terrorism. Now, what we find in Pakistan is we have a complete dependence on military, or military creates collateral damage, and the more the collateral damage, the more it strengthens Taliban, and more Taliban groups are forming in our country.
You've also been critical, speaking of dependence on the military, you've been critical of Pakistan's dependence on U.S. aid and U.S. meddling in the affairs of Pakistan. Do you have any evidence that the U.S. has brought pressure on the civilian government in Islamabad to start this most recent offensive in the Swat Valley? The U.S. officials indicate that this is entirely a Pakistani operation.
It is an entirely Pakistani operation, but it is through the tremendous pressure put by the U.S. administration to use military means as opposed to dialogue, which the civilian government was doing. And it's mind-boggling what this military operation has done. Imagine to go after 5,000 supposed Taliban, or around about 5,000 militants. The government has dislodged 3.5 million people. It's a catastrophe of enormous proportions. The people are living in refugee camps. Their livelihoods have been destroyed. There were subsistence farmers. They're living in camps. The government is unable to cope with this man-made catastrophe. And unfortunately, this is going to breed more militancy.
But wasn't a deal made with the Taliban and they didn't break the deal? And so they had to somehow respond more aggressively.
Well, before the deal, there were military operations which weren't going anywhere. And then the civilian government decided to hold talks and it came to an agreement. But the president, Asif Zardari, was so scared of signing this deal with the militants he was petrified of the pressure by the U.S. administration, that he wouldn't sign the deal for 2 months. And in those 2 months, situation deteriorated. Finally, the parliament endorsed the deal. And just 10 days after that, the military action started. Now, this is hardly giving time for peace to a peace deal to work. If we had the welfare of the people of Swat, then we would surely have made all efforts to make the deal last until the provisions had been made, at least to evacuate the people. And we are now seeing probably the best thing that the Taliban or the militants hoped for. They are going to get plenty of recruits from all these dislodged refugees living in camps.